Time to visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
You never know what you're going to get when
that's
you...
That's the truth.
Joe, I wanted to ask you about the rule change, that one of the few rule changes that were implemented this year as far as the punter carrying the ball outside the tackle box. That would seem to pertain to Brett Upson of Vanderbilt, who likes to do that rugby punting.
It's going to be interesting to see how Vanderbilt elects to play that because that's become a pretty successful approach over the course of time. Brett's been kind of interesting in and of himself. He's starting to get notoriety because of not only his ability to do that little rugby-style punt, but his ability to pin people back inside the 10-yard line with, and certainly inside the 20 with on a consistent basis. So. And that's one of those things that I'm sure once we start to get into camp and see them go through their practices, it'll be easier to see if they're going to make an adjustment on that or not. But I haven't really sat down and talked with the guys yet on their approach to some of these things. And as camp gets a little closer, we're going to spend a little more time talking about what they have to focus on as far as changes coming up.
When is the deadline for Terrence Jeffers-Harris to get eligible? Because that would seem to be a huge loss if he is not eligible. The wide receiver transfer from UConn, who they were really hoping for big things from.
My understanding, Mark, is we'll know pretty quickly after camp begins because the last day of classes, I think, coincides with the first or second day of practice. And so we'll probably know there in the very first couple of days whether or not he's made it eligibility-wise. And certainly a lot of folks will be holding their breath over that.
Joe, how much do you think this team is going to be confident just off, and it was a long time ago, it seems like, but that bowl win against Boston College, is that just with this team, and how much of a reminder maybe from the coaching staff, remind these guys, hey, listen, you know, we're building off something good, beating a really good Boston College team.
You know, I think it's just, it's prevalent every day. It's an air about them. You know, that they have finally accomplished something that they had really set toward a goal. They finally reached one like that. And now it's the mindset is, okay, we know how that feels. We know what it feels like to accomplish those things. We also know what it takes to get there. We've got to get there again. And so, but you can tell by the way, you know, they're asked questions, by the way, you know, they're around each other. There is just that little quiet confidence that they have. That certainly can't be replaced. It's something that you only get by the experience, and I think it's been very valuable. I think the whole bowl experience has been extremely valuable for the guys. As I said, now the questions they're asked at media days, the questions they're asked on a regular basis, the expectation level they have now, that everybody has now, even though they stand and stare at a very difficult schedule, this is a team that fully expects to get back into that situation again this coming year. So it's been sort of fun to be around them and see that. It's not a bragging. It's not a obviously, you know, they just have a little bit more of a swagger to them because of their success.
Joe, a quick update on Team USA Baseball. We've tried to talk about that with Sonny Gray's involvement there.
Yep, they won the World Baseball Challenge. They have finally finished their run. The USA team finished 19-5 overall for the summer. They beat Germany 8-1 in the championship game. And Sonny had a great experience. Obviously, he comes back as a champion as part of that team. And he was a combination starter and reliever for them. So it was a great experience. I'm looking forward to talking to him when he gets back and seeing how the young man from Smyrna fared in Japan and then in British Columbia. It was a tremendous experience for him and certainly happy for him. Quickly, one other guy that's doing very well, Brant Snedeker, you know, third top five finish in his last four tournaments. He's now climbed into the top 70 in the FedEx Cup standings, so he's really made a big move over the last month.
And also chosen for the Vanderbilt Athletic Hall of Fame last week,
too. Absolutely, and certainly deservedly so.
Talk to you later, Joe.
Okay, guys.